Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, A Persevering Faith, and it is based on the epistle or letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 23 through 36. Many people within the Christian church have a casual conception of an attitude toward sin. By that I mean we have the idea, a notion, that continual sin in our lives is of no consequence because it is all forgiven. The writer in today's text takes exception to this. There are two words I want to define in context to begin with. Perseverance is a word which basically means not to quit or give up something you are pursuing. In this case, we are admonished not to quit or give up on our faith. The second word is apostasy. Apostasy basically means to renounce, abandon, or turn on or away from something once embraced or claimed. More about this word in a moment. Hope and faith are tied inextricably together. Faith is what underpins or sustains hope. We are told to hold on tight to what we are hoping for without wavering. We remain hopeful through our faith. We are called upon to love, work, and stay together with others with the same hope and faith in order to strengthen and encourage one another. These measures are means by which believers can continue to persevere. Verses 26 and 27 are the pragmatic verses which I alluded to earlier. What is willful sin in the context of this passage? The verses say that those who willingly sin after having knowledge of the truth will not receive salvation because there is no remedy for their willful sin. There seems to be a consensus among most commentators I have referenced that these verses refer to are apostates. Apostates are people who once confessed Christianity, considered it, understood it, and walked away from it. After all, the segment begins with an admonition to hold on and not waver, which those who walk away or abandon the faith have done. While I do not dismiss or say the writer did not have these people in mind, I also believe there are others beside these he is referring to. Who will argue that all sin is not willful? Just consider James chapter 1 verses 14 through 15 as one example. Willful sin must not be limited to those who know, renounce, and walk away, but it also must include those who know but continue to confess the faith. The text does not make a distinction between the two groups. In fact, the writer uses the inclusive we, referring not to those who have walked away, but to those who are within, including himself. We have been misled and are misleading each other by understating and undervaluing the importance of obedience to God and the destructive nature of sin. Willful sin includes those sins we presumptuously assume are inconsequential, have no effect on our salvation or relationship with God, and we continue to excuse ourselves for committing and for missing the mark. The sins the writer is referring to are those that can be avoided and we don't have to commit. It is foolish, unfounded, and unwise to believe all sin is unavoidable. Sin is something that should be and can be avoided. It is the sin we are not resisting and choosing to commit that are being willfully committed, which insults the Spirit of grace and treats the blood of Jesus as something common we take for granted. Take a look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 1. Here, the expectation is that we will not sin. It is the sparing application of the blood that is there in what should be the rare cases in which we need it. This callous attitude towards sin and the excuses we have been and are making for it within the church will lead and have led to the destruction of many. The Hebrew writer concludes this segment by stating the reverent fear of God in reference to this willful sin and admonishing us to endure whatever comes our way. For if we endure, we will receive the great reward of promise. Yes, the apostates are included, but so are all of us who are choosing to miss the mark we are able to hit. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section or you can share them on Sunday. So, let's have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.